Okay, today's daf is Moikatan, daf Chaf Gimel, and we are on Chaf Beis Amid Beis towards the bottom, as we have been talking about the differences between the halachas of a parent versus the halachas of anyone else in the any of the other relatives. And we are on the third wide line. Just one makar that I forgot to mention yesterday. We mentioned the Rashi on Amud Aleph. Remember the Rashi in quotes that spoke about that they left the at the gates of the city, they left the Niftar because Niftar was kicked into Eretz Yisrael. We spoke about that issue. The Rambam mentions it. The Rambam mentions it just to have out there on the list. The Rambam mentions in Perek, the Rambam mentions when he talks about this in Perek Hey Halacha Yud Aleph in Hilchas Melachim. In Hilchas Melachim, Perek Hey Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam says, let me just find it. Amar Chachamim, Kol Ashochin Be'eretz Yisrael Avonosav Mechulin. Anyone who lives in Israel has their sins forgiven. Get back to the Shabbat Shuva. Afilo Halach Ba'ar Ba'amos, Zocha Lechaya Olam Haba. Even one who walks four amos. V'chol ha-kaver bo, niskaper bo. Whoever is buried in it gets kapara. U'ki'ilu ha-makom shehu bo, mizbeach kapara. As if the entire land is a mizbeach. Sh'nemar v'chiperad maso amo. V'chulu. V'ein adome kol toso mechayim u'misha kol toso la'charmisa. The Rambam says there ain't no dome. You can't compare people who live there and people who just are buried there. That's true. But still, v'afalpikin gedolei achachamim hayu molichen es miseihen lasham. But still, the greatest rabbis brought there miseihen there. Says the Rambam, say ulamad. Who can you learn this from? From none other than miYaakov Avinu v'Yosef Atzadik. You have to look further than Sefer Bereishis, right? Yaakov and Yosef. So that's the Rambam, just to be mosif on that Makar that we spoke about yesterday. Okay, says the Gemara now. Three lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Chizda, v'chein l'nasi. The same thing applies to a nasi. So, what do you mean the same thing? The last line that we just mentioned, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, was the kriya mibefnimu mibachutz. The kriya outside or inside. So, is that what is applying to the nasi? That's pashtus. Right, the nasi also, when all of Klal Yisrael tear kriya for the nasi, it has to be visible from the outside. Meisve, is that really true? Lo hushvu lo abivu le'imo, elo le'ichui bilvad. We have a statement that says, we don't compare, lo hushvu, we don't compare the a Rebbe Muvuk, and of Avbezdin, and a Nasi, and all of them, we don't compare them to a parent except regarding the law of Ichui, the law of sewing back together. That's the only one that they're comparable in. So, Maila Afilo Nasi, isn't this including Nasi, that also a Nasi is only comparable regarding Ichui, but not regarding what we've just been talking about, having the external rip? Versus Lo Levarmi Nasi. It could be besides the Nasi. All the other ones on the list, the Avbezdin and the Rebbe Muvuk, all of those only have Ichui in common denominator with a parent, but a Nasi might have something else, and that is Bachutz. Nisiya Shachiv. One time the Nasi died. Amalei Rav Chizda. Cafe Asusa, or Rav Nachman Barami, Cafe Asisa, the Kumale, turn over a mortar, stand on it, Vachmi Kriya La'alma, go stand on this and show your Kriya to all. Meaning, make it public, make sure everybody realizes that for a Nasi, one has to tear Kriya. Period. Al Chacham Cholitz Miyamin, for a Chacham, again, in the days of old, when once one ripped for a Chacham, Rashi says, Mimune Al Ha'ir, Shemevakshim Imenu Hora'a. The posik of the city. So the posik of the city, one tears. Nowadays, there's no one posik of a city, right? It's not as accepted of a minhag. But if somebody has a Rebbe Mufuk, Rov Chachmaso Mimenu, so then there might be halachas of Kriya. So Al Chacham Cholitz Miyamin, on a Chacham, one tears from the right side. Al Avbezdin Mismo. Avbezdin is Mismo, like a parent. Like a parent is on the left side, over the heart. Al nasi mikan mikan. A nasi is on both. I'm sorry. Chol, this is chole. This is not kriya. Chole, this is what you uncover. Chole is the revealing of the shoulder. So chole, the chacham does it on the right side, the abezin is on the left side, and a nasi is on both. Tan rabbanan chacham shemeis beis medrasho batel. If a chacham of a city dies, his personal beis medrash is batel. It's covered a mace for them to leave and to be cover him, to be maspid him. So his base medrash is is batel. Av bezdin shemeis kol bate medrasho shebe iro batelin. If the av bezdin of the whole city dies, then all the bate medrashos of the city become batel. V'nechnasin lebeis haknesses, they all go into the shul. U'mishanin es makoman. Right, the makar for an avel, changing a seat. They change their places. Hayoshim b'tzafon, yoshim b'darom, hayoshim b'darom, yoshim b'tzafon. You see, it doesn't have to be so exact. Just means a different area in the shul. And that is if the av bezdin dies. Nasi shemes, bati medrash. See, let's stop there for a minute. What are we talking about? Batalin. How long are they batal for? What is the halacha that we're talking about here? So the Ritva says, quotes a daya that says all of Shiva. Wow, all of Shiva to be batel. Pirish kol zayin shehemi mehespid ukedei shelo yisatzlu behespedo. Avol shar bati medrashos. Let's see for the chacham. His base medrash, but other bati medrashos ainim batalim sheinim avalim tamatzar mebriya hespid. That's what the Ritva says. But other Rishonim, you look at the footnote here, I quote other Rishonim that say, no, it means day one. It doesn't mean the whole week. The whole week, the Beis Medrash is batel. Chachem Shemeis, he quotes in the footnote here, Beis HaMedrash Shayuragel Lomobo Torah B'Talmidav Shayuragel Lomolofanav B'Talin Kol Oso Hayom V'Yafilu La'achar Shenikbar. Day one. Aval Kol Shivalo, the whole week, Shalom Matzinu B'Shum Makom Shayitztarchu Lios Misablim. You don't find anywhere that Talmidim have to observe mourning. Talmidim have to tear Kriya, possibly. Talmidim have to be batel, stop learning to go, give Kavod HaMeis. But for what happens after Kvura? It's just Avelos, it's mourning. When do you see Talmidim have to observe mourning? So, you don't say that. Hare, so he quotes here, it's the from the tour. Hare pirsh dumitam Avelos, v'lomatzinu Avelos rakal rabo yomecha. Right, one day maybe, but that's it. That's a discussion, what exactly is meant here by Bittel. Last line, Nasi Shemes, Bati Medrashos Kulan Betalin. Bati Medrashos, when a Nasi dies, all the Bati Medrashos are Batel, Ubnei HaKnesses, Nechasin LeBeis HaKnesses, and the Bnei HaKnesses, the people of the Shul, go into the Shul, Vikorin Shiva, and they lane. What does that mean? They lane, there's a special laning? So the understanding is no. This is talking about regular laning. What's the chiddush? What do you mean regular laning? The answer is that there aren't regular tfilos in the shul. Machlokas Rishonim here. First, let's go with Rashi. V'kor in Shiva b'sefer Torah de'ein mispalin yachad beveis haknesses ela kol echad ve'echad mispalo beveiso. Unbelievable. When a nasi dies, according to Rashi and according to other Rishonim, minyanim stop. They have to be home and daven by themselves. You can't do laning by yourself. So you go to shul whenever it's laning. What does it mean, Korin Shiva? It means Shabbos. Even Shabbos. Even Shabbos, they stay home and they daven by themselves. The Korin Shiva, right, then and they read there. Because that's a sign of mourning. What about Tefillah B'Tzibur? So Tefillah B'Tzibur is Pashas, not a Din D'Oraisa. At most, it's a Din D'Rabbanan. Maybe even an Eitzah Tovah. A very strong Eitzah Tovah. That works for us, an Eitzah Tovah. But the halacha of Kavod HaNasi overrides that, according to Rashi. Kriyas HaTorah, you need a minyan. There's nothing to talk about. That is what Rashi says. If you look in other Rishonim, if you look in the Ritva, we still had it open from before. The Ritva says here, Klomar, Haragilim, Lispalo, Beveis HaKnesses, Veshanes, Bekomam, Vechulun. And then he says, Vegabi Nasi Amru, Sheim, Lispalo, Beveis HaKnesses, Klau, Elobiom Shabbos, Shenechnasim Sham Likros Batorah Shiva. A little less extreme. They can daven on Shabbos when they go to lane, once they're there. Kidei Shaloye Beis HaKnesses Batel Lagamre, Af Mikriyas Batorah Betzibur. Ula'achar Kriyas HaTorah, what does he say? Yotzim Misham Umispalalim Bebeso Shel Avel, Kishar Kol Yamei Achol. You don't go into the central shul. Of course you daven with a minion, says the Ritva. Not like what Rashi says. Right? Of course you daven with a minion. But you don't go into the main shul. You dive it in the shiva house. I'm in the shiva house. V'shaminan meha. By the way, the Ritva says, you see from here, de'ein avel yotzi mebeisu afilu lebeis haknesses afilu b'shavas. You see, the avel doesn't leave because they go back to the beis avel afterwards, which is a discussion the Gemara is going to have Bez Hashem soon. But that is the daya in the Ritva and in the Rush also, that it means that no, they dive it with a minya, but just not in shul. And then they go back and daven elsewhere. So again, the Ritva says they go back and daven in the Beis HaAvel. Rashi in the Rush also seems to say that they daven biyachidus. They go out. What about during Monday, Wednesday, Monday, Thursday? What, there's no laning? Kriyas HaTorah. There's no Kriyas HaTorah there. Right? So the Rosh's Lashon here is Lav Dafka Koren Shiva. It means whenever there is Kriyas HaTorah, you go to the shul, including Monday and Thursday. What do you mean? But the Pasha of the Gemara is Koren Shiva. You could leave it out. So that is a discussion in the Poskim that we have had before. That is, Kriyas HaTorah is not a Chovas HaYachid, according to most Mefarshim, according to most Achronim. It's not a Chovas HaYachid like Megillah, like Parsha Zachar. Parsha Zachar is the only laning of the year that all agree is a Chovas HaYachid. It's a Chiyah for me to say those Psukim, and if I miss it, then I have to find another minion. But Kriyas HaTorah is not like this. It's a Chovas HaTzibur. We should make ourselves part of the tzibur, but it is a chovas tzibur, and if we miss it for some reason, then it is okay. If you look at many Jews, look at Rav Sternbach in the first volume of Tshuvas VaHanhagos. He says, Yachid, Kuf Mem Ches, Yachid Shloshama Kama Tebus Bekriyas HaTorah, Hayim Chayav Lishmoa B'Makom Acher. I missed a few words. Either I went to the bathroom, or I missed it, somebody was talking, I didn't hear it. What's the halacha? Do I have to go to another shul to be able to hear it? The answer is no. The answer is one doesn't have to. Well, if he's a nira, sha'af shekol echad, tzorech lishtatef b'tzibur, sheni v'chamishi v'shabasol, shekorin b'torah, kidei lehitztaref l'tzibur, to be part of the tzibur, sheyizkayim atakana, likro b'tzibur, v'chomor mitfilas b'tzibur ba'alma, she'eno takanas chazal kamohu, and it's even more important, we'll see this again in Rav Shlomo Zalman in a minute, it's even more important, Kriyas HaTorah, than Tefillah B'Tzibur. Because Kriyas HaTorah is a Takanas Ezra. Takanas Moshe, Takanas Ezra, from Masechas Baba Kama. She is so Kriyas HaTorah, B'Shem Chamishi, Takanas Ezra, Mikol Mako, Ben Itztarif L'Tzibur, but I should still be Mitztarif to the Tzibur. But when Itztarif L'Tzibur, V'lo Shama HaKol, Shuv, Ein Lahatshricho Midai, She Yisora Takana, Kiyem, Kishen Itztarif L'Tzibur, Shekorin, V'hita Aznav L'Shmoa. And even if I miss something, and then what does he quote? Ayin moed katan chav gimel. She is palu biyachidus kishemeis anasi. And according to the pashas of Rashi, v'ubal beis haknesas l'kriyas haTorah levad shekol tzibur chayavin. V'ayin sham heitev shezeo raya nifla'a. Shekriyas haTorah chomor v'chayavin l'tzarif l'tzibur. You see from our Gemara. Tefillah B'Tzibur is on a higher level than, I'm sorry, Kriyas HaTorah is on a higher level than Tefillah B'Tzibur. V'chein, and then he talks about the other cases, and he says the Balkari should be, make sure everybody hears it. But again, that is the halach. It's a Chovas HaTzibur, different than Parsha Zachar, different than Megillas Esther. If you look in Halicho Shlomo, or Shlomo Zalman, in Hilchas Tefillah, in the Perek Yud Beis, Mitzvah Kol Mispavlin L'Shmo Es Kriyas HaTorah. It's a mitzvah for everybody to hear Kriyas HaTorah. V'gam mi shehechzir mi l'shmo ateva achas. O yoser mi Kriyas HaTorah. He says, what if somebody missed? Chayev l'shmo hala. There is a key to keep listening. You don't say, oh, once I missed a word, I missed a word. Forget it. No, it's not true. You missed a word, you missed a word. Okay, but it's not like Megillas Esther. In Megillas Esther, I missed a perek. Then it doesn't pay because I have to hear it in order. I have to hear it in order. If somebody was a Hatzalah guy and they ran out and they came right back in after 5 minutes. So, sorry, but you can't hear the rest of the Megillah and then go back and get what you missed. No. Chayev l'shmo hala, but Kriyas HaTorah, listen to the rest. V'yotzi v'kachi dechovaso, v'ein olav chova l'shmo kriya acheres. There's no chiyuv to hear another kriya. It's okay. Then he says in the bottom, in the footnotes, v'as l'das shlo kadosh shekasav shim lo shama afilu milav osachas lo yotze dechovas kriya klal, even according to the shlo, mikol makom v'adish shadan chayev b'mashev shel l'shmoa. Still, you have to hear whatever is left to hear. That's what the Rosh Hashanah says. Maybe it depends if you were there and you tried and you daydreamed versus you didn't try to come. The difference, he says, Avalam Rikis Machshavasa Meshachman Kriya Badavar Acher Voloshama Klal Asakriya Bofen Kazesh Yavchin Mitia Tos. Maybe you totally weren't focused at all. Maybe there I'll tell you, I'll knas maybe to go. That he quotes in the Archas Halach on the bottom, that in the last Thursday of Rav Shlomo Zalman's life, the Yitzuyan, Shebiyom Shenafar Rabbeinu Lemishkaf Chol Yebiyom Heo Acheron, last Thursday, Vaisal Chushaso Rabba, he was terribly weak, Vevarv Tfeidim Lov, he could barely walk, his Gaber Vyatzel Lesval Lebesak Nesses. He forced himself to go to shul. V'yafki shemar v'nafal artzit. Even when he fell down on the floor, miyad, they helped him get up, and they said, Rebbe, maybe you want to go back to bed? V'shtate and davin in davin at home. Ukshepikshu lachus al priyas gufo v'lashuv l'beiso. Heshiv, he said, quote, umayi al priyas haTorah, end quote. So even if Zechovah is a tzibur, but Rishon Zalman wanted to make himself part of the tzibur, even at the end of his life. Good. So there's a Chovetz HaTzibur, and then we spoke about also here Tefillah B'Tzibur. Tefillah B'Tzibur, again, is the topic of a separate shiur, but it's, we have to try to do as much as we can to be part of the Tzibur when we daven, whether it's a D'Rabbanan, whether it's an Eisa Tova. There is an important shuva of the of the Eretz Tzvi, the Kasha Klover, where he says, Rav Aryeh Frumer, Rachman Aslan killed in the Holocaust. So he writes there that in his view, Tefillah B'Tzibur is only in Eitza Tova when we used to have Kavana. When we used to have proper Kavana, so then Tefillah B'Tzibur was an extra, because our Tefillah would be accepted anyway, because we had Kavana. But in a time period like today, where we don't have proper Kavana, he writes 100 years ago, we don't have the Kavana that we need to have, then we have a Chiyuv to do everything we can to get our Tefillahs accepted. And we need that Zechus HaTzibur. And therefore, he says, today, it's a chov gamor to daven b'tzibur. Chov gamor, right? Not just an Eitz HaTovah. Even if you want to say it started out as an Eitz HaTovah. He says, b'zman hazeh, it's a chov gamor, and we have to do everything we can. Is there a difference between Shachris and Mincha versus Mayriv? Kibbol ekachova. Right, let's say it that way. Right, for our purposes, there shouldn't be any difference in our mind. In terms of Shachris, Mincha, and Mayriv, as Tosfos says in the fourth parak of Brachos, it really doesn't mean Rishus. It should be treated like the other tefillahs, as much as possible. Vaiter, we're still on the first line. So what do we just have? The Nazi that dies, so we have they go to the shul and for Kriyas HaTorah, and davening is a question. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha Omer, Lo Sheyelch L'Vitayi B'Shuk, when they're not in shul, when they're not involved in any learning, it doesn't mean they should just go and go on a teal. Ela Yoshvin V'Domin. No, sit and be quiet and focus on the Rebbe that was lost. Yoshin v'domin. Ve'ein omrim shmua v'agada v'beis ha'avel. So some say this is a continuation, and some say this is just a separate line. Right? Does this mean, and you don't say any learning in his base medrash? Or does this mean general? Like we said before. We said before, the Avel's not allowed to learn Torah. This is saying an added point. Not only does an Avel not allowed to learn Torah, but you know, one is not allowed to say a shmua v'agada b'beis ha'avel. Why is that? If you look in the Ran, the Chiddushi Ran here says, because Pirish, Lechol Avel Amrinan, Bafila B'Shabbos. First of all, the Ran says it's going on all, the separate din of Avelus. V'tayma demilsa, Lefisha Moshchin es Halev, V'lo Yisasku Ba'Avelus. Right, it pulls the heart. They won't be involved in Avelus. We're not supposed to be even other people. Not just the Avel. The Avel has a Chovas Gavr not to learn. But even other people, the Ran says, because it's going to pull his heart. It's going to pull the heart, and he's not going to be Mezazik and Avelos if we're talking about something. If we're talking about something else, that is the Ran. Look at the Meiri here. Maybe it's Mutter Derech Harai, but just not Bekvi. Shouldn't have a Shear there. But relating to what we mentioned a few weeks ago or so, we mentioned from Reb Soloveitchik his idea of Beis Avel. There's an idea of not only a Chovas Gavra, behaviors that are mandated by the Avel, but there are certain halachas that apply to a Shiva house. To a base Avel. If you look in Shi'uri Harav, in Yoni Avelis, in Simon Beis, this is where he talks about it. He talks about a Gemara that we're going to have in a couple of days. The Gemara will say there, we know, we've mentioned already, the Chiyuv of Kfiyas Hamita, of turning over the beds. When does that Chiyuv kick in? When does the Chiyuv of Kfiyas Hamita kick in? There's a Machlokas later on in the Chav Zayin, we'll get to it, Bez Hashem, between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Whether the Chiyuv of Kfiyas Hamita starts, when would we have said it starts? After the burial. That's when Avelis starts. But there's another day in the Tanoim. Right when the Onain leaves the house to go bury his dead. Right when he leaves the house. Misha Yatza Ha'onain Mi Pesach Beso. Why would that be? He's still an Onain. He's going to bury the dead. The Kfir didn't take place yet. What do you see from there? There's an idea called Beis Avel. Beis Avel is separate from the Avel. This is the case. According to this day, it could be that even though he's not an Avel yet, the din of Beis Avel starts. And what, L'may Nafgamina? So it might be this right here, in our Gemara. What's the language of the Gemara? You don't say Shmua Va'agada, Beis Avel. In the house of an Avel, you don't say learning. Meaning, other people, not just the Avel. There's no learning in Beis Avraham. If Soloveitchik was against the Minhag Yisrael, and we're not saying to change it, Minhag Yisrael, the Minhag Yisrael. Minhag Yisrael also learned Mishnayos between Mincha Ma'ariv and Beis Avraham. Fine, Chai Yisrael should keep doing that. But if Soloveitchik personally was against that, he felt it was a violation of Beis Avraham. Did it pay? The Gemara says no learning, but Beis Avraham or She'el HaShalom. We mentioned a couple of days ago, and this already is in the Aruch HaShulchan also. Right, not just the Avel, but two people who haven't seen each other in a long time shouldn't say hello to each other in a Beis Avel. Wait till you get outside. Not just because it's not like coven, it's not like nice, but it's a halacha. Halacha of no She'el HaShalom in the Beis Avel. So Talmud Torah, She'el HaShalom, and Kfiyas Hamita. Those three halachas help illustrate the idea of Beis Avel, but you get it from the language of this Gemara right here. In Omer Shmuel Vagada, Beis Avel. We continue. Amr Allah Rabbi Chanan ben Gamliel, Shaya Omer Shmuel Vagada Beis Avel. But he used to say it, he was Mekel. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, Avel, Shabbos Rishona. Oh. So this is a machlokas. What exactly does this mean? Shabbos could always have one of two understandings. Shabbos might mean what we call Shabbos. Shabbos might mean the week of. Shabbos is also called a week. Shabbat Rishon. So what does it mean here? Not 100% clear. Let's read it. Avel, something different about the first, second, third, and fourth week. And Rav Yashiv is just mayor. He doesn't know why we don't do this bizman hazeh. This behavior, tzarechin, but it's not the minhag of Klal Yisrael today. This behavior of a difference between the 4 weeks of Avelus. Avel, Shabbos Rishon, Einu Yotzei Beis Abeso. The first week doesn't leave his house. So that's a very, very important question. How do you understand that? Could the Avel go to shul, the Shabbos, during Shiva? So we say, our minhag is yes. Right? The Avel, at the end of the Chadodi, he goes in and he goes to shul. That's considered Avelus Befarhesya. So he goes to shul. But the question, it comes from this line of the Gemara. Right? Because if you say that Shabbos here means real Shabbos, then that's against what we do. If you say it just means the week of, it could be excluding the Shabbos day. So Shabbos, Avel, a Shabbos Rishona. Eini Yosef Ezra, basically doesn't leave his house. Shnia, Yotzev in Yoshimim Komo. The second week he can leave his house, and though he doesn't sit in his normal spot. Right? Eino Yoshev Bimkoma. And the Bachi Adzin Ve'eino Medaber. Doesn't talk in the normal way to people. Shlishis, Yoshev Bimkomo. The Bach takes out the next two words. He put Eino Medaber in the earlier one. Then he can sit in his place. Revias Harikochaladam. And the fourth week is like everybody. Like everybody, that's the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Lo Hutzrach Olamar Shabbos Rishona, Lo Yazav Ezra Beiso. You don't have to tell me the first week, the halacha of not leaving. Why? Sharia Kol Nechnasin Lebeiso Lenachemo. That's the week of Nechem Aveilim. It's not leaving his house because everybody's coming to be Menachem him. What does that sound like? Not only is there his personal chiyuv, but other people have a chiyuv. The Asek of the Tzibor. So you don't have to tell me that first line. So Ella, rather Shnia, push it down a week. The second week, he does not leave his house also. Right? This we do not hold of. Shlishis, Yotzev, and Yoshevim Komo. The third week, he goes out, but does not sit in his normal place. Revias, Yoshevim Komo, Vein Medaber. Chamishis, after a month, Hareyuku Chaladam. So different deos in the Tanaim about the behavior of an Avel going out. But again, our minhag is an Avel does not leave his house the entire Shiva, unless there's a Tzorech. If it's Tisha B'Av, he might be able to leave his house. Shabbos, our minhag is to leave, but again, that is a machlokas we've shown him here. The Ritva quotes both days. What does the word Shabbos mean in the Gemara here? That is the nafkamina. Yesha pirshu to high Shabbos, hainu Shavua. Some say that's what it means. Leficha chniran advarim kemosha pirish to Shabbos amura kan hainu Shabbos mamish. That's what the Ritva thinks. Va'alel amru, ki Shabbos rishon latanakama, o Shabbos shnil, de Rabbi Yehuda, enu yod vesa peza vesa knesses, kishem shen yotzi lashuk. Va'alel amru yafe, ki b'shni l'tanakamo, b'shlishes ab yuda yotzev in yoshevim komo. V'yamakom b'esa knesses, shayach shabal ameymar hachi, v'lo al makomo shebashuk. That's what he thinks, and he ends up by saying, v'yata noagu b'chol ha'aratzos halalu, in Spain, l'tzeis l'b'esa knesses, kol shiva, v'afilu b'chol. They used to not have shiva houses in the days of the Ritva, he writes. Even avilim go to shul. The Amro al Rabbi Yisrael ben Geus Shekasav Kain Elazeh Ein Lo Iker BeGemara. Again, a lot of Avelus we go against. Here we go. It's the opposite. The Gemara here says we not on Shabbos, and the Ritva says they used to go during the week too. Look, if there's no minion, the Avel's allowed to go to shul. To have the minion, if the Avel doesn't have a minion in his house, the Yesh Lo Hakel BeMinag Mipnei Shebizman Azeh Yisrael Maatim the Ein Yochom Lispalam Avel BeBeso. Right? They didn't have minyanim. I'm gonna have a minion shul, a minion. So they can't have both.
v'miyasu kavod la'ashirim bazeh lo yasu kein la'aniyim v'nimsu mizbaishim u'kadesh lo yimnu mitfila b'tzibur hikilu la'atirim alechaz l'beis ha'knesses.
So in the days of the Ritva, or one might say, in a day where you can't get two minyanim, right, you're going to be mevatel minyan shul, some people might not have it, so that is what's done. Right, if an aval can't get a minyan, it does come to shul.
U'bepirkei d'Rabbi Elazar Amar, and in Pirkei d'Rabbi Elazar, as we know, very, very early Tanoim,
Mishachar beis ha-migdash es kinu shiyu chasanim ba'avelim hochen l'beis ha-knesses. That's the line in Pirkei d'Rabbi Elazar.
Since the Churban Bayis, the chasanim and the avelim go to shul.
And he discusses that a little more. Okay, we continue. Tana Rabbanan, first white line, Kol Shloshim Yom L'Nisuin. All 30 days. What does that mean? The first 30 days after a death, one shouldn't get married. L'Nisuin. Kol Shloshim Yom L'Nisuin. After that, one can get married. Mesa Ishto, Asar Lisha, Isha Acheres, Hashiav Olav, Shloshim Regalim. If a woman's, person's wife died, he should wait to get through three regalim. Three regalim. Why three regalim? What does three regalim have to do with it? Tosfos has two opposite deis. Tosfos Ashayavru. Tosfos says, either Ashayish Shlosh regalim below Simcha below Yishkach Avas Ishto. Yata is when you think about family, says Tosfos. You go three Yamim Tovim without one's wife, then you're going to be thinking of her so deeply, so the Torah wants to make sure you never forget your wife. And therefore, go three regalim without her. Inami, or the opposite. Kedei sheyisa isha acheres velo yeizochem min arishona. Shelo yei beis deos b'mita. Meaning, after three yamim tovim, already by that time, hopefully you'll get over it a little bit. And therefore, then it's safe to get married. So you won't be thinking about your first wife, you know, when you're with your second wife. Va'od penyas kirena avas ishto l'kantarab. Maybe you'll think about the first wife and then get upset at your second wife. So that is two opposite deos. You want to remember her or you want to forget her? 2 days in the, but either way, 30 days. Or 3 months. Regalim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, regal rishon visheni aser shlishi mutter. He basically says two. Two chagim. Vim ein lo banim mutter lisa la alter. But if he does not have children, pur mitzvah pur revu, he's allowed to get married right away. Right away. What does right away mean? The Ritva says here, in the name of Rabbeinu Tamla, dafka right away means after shiva. Or after shloshim. And they say, we're metame on the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? There's a Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Avelus, the Rambam says, we just find it, the Rambam says, even miyad. The Rambam's Lashon is, in Avel, in Vav Hey. Vav Hey, benisu and Ketzad, Aser Lisa Isha, Kol Shloshim Yom, Umutala Ares, it's only Ares, but he says, Umutala Ares, Afilu B'yom HaMisa. Whoa. Even biyom ha-misa. Not that it's a good idea, but he says mutal ares even biyom ha-misa. That is the language of the Rambam. What's the let's continue for a second, and then we'll make a comment. Mishem bita peribarivya hinichal obanim ktanim. If he has a very small children, also mutal isal alter. Then he's also allowed to get married immediately. Mebnei parnasasan. He needs somebody to take care of the kids. Parnasia doesn't mean money. It just means to take care of the children. Right, and therefore, the Nebuki Yosef says, you know, they need a mother. So, B'nei Parasasan, U'maisa Shemesa Ishtosh Yosef HaKawin, Barmer Lachosu Beis HaKfaris, he says to his sister, to her sister, in the Beis HaKfaris, L'chiv Parnasias B'nei HaChosech, go be a Farnes, to Farnasi your nephews. Meaning, that was a way of saying, I'd like to marry you. V'yafal Pikin L'bol El'ez Mamaruba. He's only ball her, he's only with her, lives with her, only later on. Ma'el'ez Mamaruba, Amar Papa, La'achar Shloshim Yom. After 30 days. Two issues here. Number one is, the Gilyon Marsha. Gilyon Marsha. Shlomo Eger on Shulchan Aruch, asked a question on the Rambam. What does the Rambam say here? You can do Erisin immediately on Yom HaMisa, and the Bia will only be later on. There is, though, a well-known Shitas HaRambam in marriage discussions. And that is, the Rambam holds that Kiddushin, for Kiddushin to work, what do you need? Kiddushin HaRu'uyin L'Bia. That's the Rambam Shita, that a Nita can't get married. Right? That's the Chuppas Nita discussions. All other Rishonim say, a Nita can get married, stage one Kiddushin. Just can't do Nisuin. It's her Karis, to live with an Ishanita. And according to most Rishonim, you can also do Nisuin anyway, because Nisuin is not Bia. Nisuin is either the canopy. We know. It's amazing. This is what we mentioned in the past. Kiddushin, we know exactly what Kiddushin is. Kesef, Shtar, or Bia. Three ways we do Kesef today. What's Nisuin? No idea. Seven opinions in the Rishonim. What's Nisuin?
Is it chuppah? Is it bia? Is it batekin? Is it makam yuchad bebesam? We do everything just to be safe. But the Rambam holds yichud haroy labia. Right, kiddushin, and that's kiddushin related to nisuin. So ask the marsha. So how could this guy who's an avel have kiddushin at the cemetery on Yom Hamisa? He's all over her. Right, that's not kiddushin haruyim labia. That is the problem with the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam says this a few times. Just to quote you, one of the times the Rambam writes in Ilchas Ishus. In Ilchas Ishus, I think it's in Perek Yud. The Rambam says Perek Yud at the beginning. Kiba chenichlasa arusa lachupa. After Erisin, you have chuppah, married. So I guess the Rambam, the Gilgamesh Marsha, is saying the whole stage has to be mutter. Can't have nisuin, but I guess Erisin. I guess he would say Erisin you could have and just not Nisuin. But the only reason it's mutter is because it's Lasar Puravu. So if it's Lasar Puravu, you can't finish the job according to the Rambam. So that's his discussion here. The Erisin, I didn't flesh this out before. The Erisin might be okay. The Nisuin is the problem. Because the Rambam says the Nisuin is Yichud Aroi Labia, which does not work by an Isha Nita. Anyway, that's the discussion of the Gilyan Marsha. The other issue is a question of the Chassam Sofer. Fascinating Shuba, where the Chassam Sofer discusses a question that was brought to his father-in-law. Who was the Chassam Sofer's father-in-law? Kiv Eger, all the way at the end of Yaradeya. Shin Nun is the Shuba. What was the case? There was a woman, Rachman Olzan, who got sick on Erev Pesach. 4 days later, on the third day of Chol HaMoed, she passes away. She passes away on the third day of Chol HaMoed Pesach. The following Chaf Adar Sheni. It was a Shana Mu'ubaris. Adar Sheni, the 12th, 20th of Adar Sheni, the Baal wants to get married. He found somebody, he wants to get married. It's after Yud Beis Chodesh. It's after Yud Beis Chodesh, right? Because it's an Eve Shana Mu'ubaris. But there hasn't been three Chagim yet. So what are we paskin? Three Regalim, two Regalim. So the Chassam Sofer quotes his father-in-law who was Mekel here, and he says, I want to bolster the kula. First of all, maybe it's two chagim. Number two, maybe you had part of Chol HaMoed Pesach here. It was the middle of Chol HaMoed Pesach. Number three, she got sick Erev Pesach. So if you go by when they were really together, you have all of Pesach. Number four, he says, I know it's hard, Kashal Azadkun Kakriyas Yamsuf. But by a second marriage, it's even harder to always find the right person. Right? So therefore, he says, if you don't allow this guy to get married, who knows what's going to happen? And therefore, the Chassam Sofer says, since 12 months have passed, and since two Chagim have passed, and maybe even three Chagim have passed, and maybe, he throws this in, and maybe Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Purim might be considered a Chagim in this regard. Maybe who says? Rosh Hashanah is considered a Yantif for Avelus, so maybe it's also considered Avelus. So he says, I will be mode in this case that he can get married. Chazilus Tarufe, I will be mitzarif. That's says Pasha Latam. Quote the Deus of Tosfos. Is it Avelus? Is it Beis Deus Bemita? But the Chassam Sofer is Mekel in that case where 12 months have passed, where two Chagim have passed, maybe even three Chagim as well. It's in Yoredeya Shin Nun. Good. We continue now, moving to a different topic. Tanu Rabbanan, 5 lines for the bottom. Laundry. Or wearing freshly laundered clothing. Tanu Rabbanan, kol shloshim yom legiyutz, 30 days in Avel should not be wearing freshly laundered clothing. Echad kelim chadashim, echad kelim yishanim, yotzi mitoch ha-machbeish, doesn't matter if it's new or if it's old, freshly pressed. Either way. Rebbe Omer, lo asr el kelim chadashim bilvan. Rebbe says, no, only new is a problem. That's Rebbe. Rablaza Reb Shimon Omer, lo asr el kelim chadashim levanim bilvan. Only new white. Abaya nafik begarda the sarvala. Abaya went out with a certain type of white clothing, but it was old. Karebi, he held like Rebbe, that only mamish knew, not freshly laundered or pressed. Rava nafik bechimutzta rumisa sumkisa chadasi. He went out with a new red Roman shirt. New red Roman shirt. Karebi laza Reb Shimon. Like a lazer Reb Shimon, right? Because he yelled that it's only white. Again, there are basically three colors that come up throughout Shas. Besides, like, the good, the Mishais and Nita, talk about all the different colors of Dam Nita. Besides that, white, black, and red are the colors that come up in Shas. Right? Uchmisa is black, Chivarta is white, and Sumka. Sumkasa is red. What's the most famous line in Shas about Sumkasa? Gemara in Sanhedrin, Emsachim, right? Who says your blood is redder than his? Right? My chazis, to damach didei, in the makar for the big three, including Shvichas Damim. That is the halacha. Remember, white is different here. In those days, white, for some reason, was extra special. Like we know on Shabbos, the Gemara in Shabbos talks about folding clothing. Maybe only if it's new, and only if it's white, and only some little creases. Also there, white plays a special role. Doesn't seem to have a difference, halacha lamaisa, though, in our day. Last line. Back to the Mishnah that we had. Where was the last Mishnah? A couple of daf ago. The Mishnah that we had on back on daf Yutes, where the Mishnah said, Yontif breaks Shiva, and Yontif breaks Shloshim. Shabbos counts and is not mafsik. But Yontif doesn't count and is mafsik. So the Gemara is bothered by the lashon of the Mishnah. Shabbos counts and is not mafsik. Wait a minute. If it counts, obviously it's not mafsik. So what do you need those two lines for? So here we go. B'nei Yehuda, B'nei Galila, machlokas between the people from Yehuda, right, the middle of our country, and B'nei Galila, the people from up north. Hani Amri, Yesh Avelos B'Shabbos. Some say there is Avelos on Shabbos. What does that mean? Tosfos, Bidram Shebet Sinna Mairi. Right, private. There is private Avelos on Shabbos. V'hani Amri, ain't Avelos B'Shabbos. And the other opinion says, no, there's no Avelos on Shabbos. No Avelos at all. So, and they're each medayik from our Mishnah. Manda Amar Yesh Avelos B'Shabbos, the one who says there is Avelos on Shabbos. Diktani Ola. Because it says Shabbos counts as one of the days of Shiva. If Shabbos counts, it must be that there's something on Shabbos that has to do with Avelos. So it must be the private dinim of why? Tash B'Shamita, maybe learning other things besides the Parsha, Poskim Ramekel on being Maver Sedra. Just on a cursory, Shachumish and Rashi. But maybe other types of learning, other types of private Avelos. So some say, Yesh Avelos B'Shabbos at Tani Ola. Man Da'amar Ein Avelos B'Shabbos. The other opinion says, no, there is no Avelos on Shabbos. How do you know? Tiktani Ein Mafsekas. Because it says that Shabbos is not Mafsek. Shabbos doesn't break it. Why would you have thought that Shabbos would break it? Only if there's no Avelos. If there's some Avelos on Shabbos, obviously it doesn't break it. Okay, you can question whether you count it or not. But the fact that it says Einem Afsekes means that there must be some type of Avelos. So, Isakadaitach, Yesh Avelos B'Shabbos, Hashta Avelos Noga Afsuke Miboi. Right, if there is Avelos, obviously it doesn't break it. So, the question is, what does each opinion do with the other line in the Mishnah? Ve'ela Hadiktani Haktani Ole. What does this opinion do that says that there's no Avelos? What does it do with the Shita that says, the line that says Ole? I did the Kabbalah Mr. Seifa, Einem Olim Tanaresha Ole. Right, because it says in the Seifa, it doesn't count as one of the days, but really, Tanaresha Ole, it does count. One more line. Ulamanda Amar Yesh Avelos B'Shabbos, Haktani Einem Afsek. That's what about according to the one that says, there is Avelos. So of course it's not Mafsek. So what does it have to say that line? We should take a bite. Let me see. Seifa Mafsek, Tanaresha Einem Afsek. Okay, just to be parallel. Asks Tosfos. Tosfos at the end of Manda Amar. Even according to the opinion that Avelos is not Noheg, there's no opinion that argues on the Mishnah. Everybody agrees that Shabbos counts as one of the days of Shiva. So ask Tosfos, if Shabbos does not have any Nihuge Avelos, so how could it count as a day of Shiva? That's Tosfos' Kasha. Fourth wide line in Tosfos. Ubit Tosfos harav makshe. De mashme afilu l'man da'amer de lo noga. Even if there's no Nihuge on Shabbos, o l'leminyin Shiva, it counts. So that's Tosfos, okay, I don't know why that should be, but assuming it's true, so what's the difference between Shabbos and Yontif? Yontif also has no Nihugim of Avelos, and yet it doesn't count. Ubereg imkeber regel nami. Avagabdelo noaga yehe ola. Ulo el amrin, and before we said for sure not. Right? Le'inyin shiva lokami boile delo noaga mitzvah shiva beregel. Right? So what Tosfos basically asks, if you say that there is no Avelos on Shabbos, then what's the difference between Shabbos and Yontif? Here's the line that we all know, but here it is. Tosfos in Omoy Katan Chav Gimel. Oneg versus Simcha. Here it is. Umitaritz. Afal gav de Shabbos ole regel eino ole. Even if both of them don't have any nihugim, right? This is within the Manta Amr that says there's no Avelos on Shabbos. Still, what's mandated from you on Shabbos is different than what's mandated from you on Yontif. Still, why? Ho ve in Avelos klal mishum dechsiv behu Simcha. Shabbos mi aloksiv Simcha.
Ella afilu einu heges ole. Shabbos doesn't have simcha. Shabbos has oneg, and therefore there is a big difference between the two. That's Shabbos, that's oneg versus simcha. If you look in the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara in Shabbos is mechalik between these two concepts also. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Samach Beis, the Gemara discusses certain types of medicine, certain types of, this is in the Perek Bameisha, what you're allowed to carry out on Shabbos and what not. The Gemara has the following line. Kol midi, the isbe tainug, the isbe simcha, gazu rabbanan. You see from that, there's a difference between simcha and oneg. Simcha is a deeper feeling that is mandated, while oneg is physical enjoyment. Physical enjoyment. So physical enjoyment could go together with avelus. That doesn't contradict each other. Masha enkein, simcha does not. There is an important taz. This is what Rav Rishonim say. There are those certain elements, certain sources, which seem to point to some idea of simcha on Shabbos. There are certain elements, right? We say these in Zmiros, we know most of the Zmiros are written by the Rishonim. In Ki Eshmera Shabbos, one of the last lines, Ki Yom Samachosu Usesamcheni. It's written by the Eben Ezra, right? Ki Yom Samachosu. It's a day of simcha. Right, that's in the Zmiris. If you look in the Taz in Arachayim, Tuf Resh Peches, the end of Arachayim in Hilchos Purim. What is this Taz doing in Hilchos Purim? In Arachayim and Tuf Resh Peches, that Shulchan Aruch is discussing Purim Mishulash. Purim Mishulash. Remember when Shushan Purim falls out on Shabbos. Right, Purim can never fall out on Shabbos, but Purim Mishulash can fall out on Shabbos. What is done in Yerushalayim when Purim Mishulash falls out on Shabbos? So we know it's split into 3 days, and it's very simple to remember: 2, 2, and 2. Friday they read the Megillah and they have Matanos Lavyonim. Shabbos they have the laning of Purim and Al Hanisim, because that's real Purim. And Sunday, on the 16th. Of Adar, they have the Su'ud and Mishloach Manos. That's 2, 2, and 2. Simple way to remember it. That's what the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. Asks the Taz, it's really Yerushalmi. Taz is going to Yerushalmi here. Why don't you have the Su'ud on Shabbos? Why don't you have the Su'ud on Shabbos? Why do you have to push off the Su'ud for? Yerushalmi. Darmina B'Yerushalmi. V'yazo Ozan B'Shabbos. Omar Lei, the Yerushalmi says, Yemei Mishteksiv. No, the Su'ud has to be a Mishteh. Es shesimchaso tluya bebezdin, yatzazeh shesimchaso bidei shamayim hu. No, you gotta have a unique day of simcha for Purim. Shabbos already has simcha from Hashem. And therefore, you can't have the Suda's Purim that day. Unbelievable. Yerushalmi says Beferish. That there is an idea of simcha on Shabbos. Right? And that's why you can't double dip. You can't have the Suda's Purim on Shabbos. That's in the Taz, quoting Yerushalmi there in Hilchas Purim. Right, the Shomer Seder Balach is mayor on that Taz. Weiter. Lema Kitanoi. Second to last skinny line. Let's say this issue, whether there's Avelos on Shabbos, is really a Machlokas Tanoim. Misha Mesa Mutalafanav. Third paragraph Brachas. Somebody is an Onein. Let's assume that's what it is. Mesa Mutalafanav. What's the halacha? There's a Niftar. There's a Mesa in the room. Ochel Beis Bais Acher. One shouldn't eat in front of a Niftar. What should he eat in front of a coffin? Ein lo bayis acher, ochal bayis chaveiro. If he doesn't have another house, he should go to his friend's house. Ein lo bayis chaveiro, osel amachitza saratvachim. At least have a hefsek, have a wall between the person and the niftar. Ein lo davar lasas machitza, machzer panav ochal. At least turn around. Turn around, don't face the niftar. The eino mesiv ochal, he shouldn't relax and have a big suda, from the word haseba. Veino ochal basar, veino shosa yayin. He shouldn't eat meat, shouldn't drink wine. Tosas points out, interestingly, in this way, an onein is more chamor than an avel. An avel is allowed to eat meat and drink wine. Right? There's no problem with that. But these items are the minute the it says an onein should not do. Tosfos says in ve'eino on the fourth line. The dvarim shein misham avel mutter gabe onein uba avilas asurim. Anything that is asur misham avel is mutter for an onein. Avol dvarim she'enem asur misham avelus. But things that aren't asur misham avelus, but because of you should be focused on the mace. So that applies to an onein. So having a big meat meal or fleishiks and wine, so that is something that we say should not be done. The ein mivarech. What does that mean, ein mivarech? Pashas, it means no brachas. Onein does not make brachas. Ve'ein mezamein, even though, right, gets into the issue of, isn't a bracha, without eating without a bracha is stealing, and isn't that a lo saseh? Onin is not allowed to do lo saseh, but not as much. We don't go that far. Even if it's quasi-stealing from Hashem, here we don't make a bracha. Ve'ein mezamein, he can take part in zimun. Ve'ein mevarchen alav, you don't make brachas for him. Ve'ein mezamein alav, you can't even include him in a zimun. U'pater mikriyashma, u'minatfila, u'minatfilin, u'mikol amitzvos amuris batora. U'bishabis, what about on Shabbos? Mesiv, ochel, ochel, baser, vishosa, yayin, everything. Umevarech, umezamein, umevarchin, umezamein, olav. Right, and all, everything. Vachayev, ekriyashma, batilu, batilinim, kol mitzvah, zamoris, batorah. That's the first day. Basically, Shabbos, you're involved. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, a different formulation. Mitoch, shenishayev, be'elu, nishayev, bekulan. Rabbi Gamliel says, well, once you're chayev in all the things on the Tanakhama's list, so then you're chayev in all things, meaning you're mutter in all things. V'am Rabbi Yochanan, what's the nafkamina between the two opinions? Tashma shamita, ikibinayu. The difference is, tashma shamita. Rabbi Gamliel, who says that all means he can do everything, meaning even tashma shamita. My lab, haka miflagi, the marsover, yeshavilas b'shabas, the marsover, ain't avilas b'shabas. Isn't this the machlokas tanoim here? So the Gemara answers, maybe not. Mimai, dilma, maybe not. Adkon lo kamer a tanakama asem. When does the tanakama there say that there's a limit? El mishum de mesa mutalafana. That's only because he's mamish and owning the mesa's there. Aval hacha, but here we're talking about avilas. De ain't mesa mutalafana, lo. So maybe tanakama would be machmir here. Viadkan, I'm sorry, makel here. Viadkan lo kamer Rabbi Gamliel hasam. Why is Rabbi Gamliel makel there? Dakati lo chal avilas alei. Because maybe avilas didn't start yet. Aval hacha da chal avilas alei o hachanami. So either way, maybe it is not. Maybe don't compare. We're trying to figure out whether it is avilas on Shabbos. Don't compare that to that case over there, which is Mesa Mutalafanov. That might be more or less chomer. There is an important discussion. 2 points. Number one is a lumdus question. The Pisachei Tshuva discusses what happened if somebody eats while they're in Onain, so they don't make any brachas, and then they have kfura, and after the kfura, it's already within the time period that he can still bench. Does he have to bench then? There wasn't Nisachel Hamazon B'meyav. Does he have to bench after Kfura? So the Pisachei Tshuva quotes posts and they say yes. Got to bench now, because right now you're still satiated. The Emek Bracha of Parmanshik says no way. No way. Right, he quotes the Chachmas Adam, who says that you have to bench. He says no way. He says, Birchas HaMazon is not just about satiation. You need a Maisa Achila. Right, if you get satiated without Maisa Achila, then you don't have to bench. Right, v'machol kol asuda. If you eat the whole meal, pachos pachos mikizayis, b'yoser mechdei achilas pras, then you're not at the bench. You didn't have a maisa achila. See here too, your maisa achila was in shas p'tur, so you don't have the bench. It was shas p'tur, and he says the same thing is asked by others, and that is, what if somebody went to the bathroom when they were an onain, and after kfura they still do not have to go to the bathroom. So usually we say, if you didn't go to the, you know, you still say an asher yatzar, as long as you don't have to go to the bathroom again. So somebody has to make an asher yatzar. He says no. He says, this bracha is on, right, the psichas nekavim, that Hashem let me go to the bathroom, that all my plumbing is working properly. So if that was b'shas p'tur, you do not have to say asher yatzar afterwards. Right, so that's the Emek Bracha here on page Kuf Lamites in the Sefer, about Aninus. The other first point to mention, and with this we'll finish, and that is, if somebody, and this is a machlokas in the poskim, if somebody's an onin, Rachman al-Islam, on Shabbos, right, that's what we're talking about here. So is it only on Shabbos? Do they say Kaddish? Before Kfura, when does Kaddish start? We know the Ramah quotes unbelievable ideas about a son saying Kaddish for a parent, unbelievable power, how it's mala than Shamin Shamayim. And the question is, what about if it's Shabbos? If it's Shabbos, the Kfura did not take place yet. The Taz says he start saying Kaddish. Nirali, Demishameis b'Shabbos o b'Yantif, the EF Shalakovra bo b'Yom. My grandfather was nifter in Brooklyn on a Thursday night. They took him to Eretz Yisrael, so that Friday Shabbos, my father was an onin, right? So the minhag says that the Taz says al kaponim yomer kaddish tekef achra misa. Why de ein amiris kaddish toli b'avelus klal? Kaddish is not toli an avelus. Avol b'chol in lasos kein. On a weekday, don't. On a weekday, if it's going to be a delay, don't say kaddish yet. The hakshu onin patim natfila kein yearly. That is the Taz. The Nekudas HaKesefia, the Shach says no. I disagree. V'li nireh. The tam for Kaddish is to lift up the neshama from Gehenim, and as long as he wasn't nikbar, there's no Gehenim yet, he says. Ukimedume says the Shach and the Nekudas HaKesef, that it is it is not done. Or is it a continuation of the Kriza Kesef? Not sure. But the Shach argues, Machlokas between the Taz and the Shach in terms of that, and the Shamsian and Balacha here defends the Taz. He quotes from the Arizal. The Arizal says, he says, why did he say Kaddish on Shabbos? On Shabbos, Kenim is closed. Everybody gets a respite. And yet we still say Kaddish on Shabbos. It's not exactly, it's Mala, their Neshama, in general. Ain't Tamadavar, Kedela Hatzal's oven, Midisho Ganim Bilvad. But it's just bring him up Madrega and Madrega. So you do it on Shabbos, you can do it even before. Again, that's a Machlokas Haposkim. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue. Parsha Shir is tonight. Kiseitse.